91X News.
It's 3 and cloudy at 4 o'clock in the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Vanessa Stark. Executive flooding this spring in the Bay of Quinte has residents worried it may happen again. Local municipalities are holding meetings trying to quell those fears. QNET News reporter Lindsay Heron has more.
Roughly 80 residents packed the Quinte West Council Chamber Wednesday night to learn about what the future holds. The local board that watches the water levels is the International Lake Ontario St. Lawrence River Board. It says that earlier this spring, the storms came too fast to predict, and flooding was caused by too much rain. Wendy Ledger is the co-chair of a board committee, and she says that she's trying to track what's next.
We know extremes have happened in the past. We know that they will happen in the future. They could be exacerbated by climate changes. We just don't know when those extremes are going to happen or how bad they're going to be.
If this happens again, all it says it can do is control how much water leaves the St. Lawrence River. Ledger says that they are collecting information about the flooding to help them to predict flood damage in the future.
Part of our role is to continue to monitor and continue to assess what's going on in the system and to use that information moving forward. And so the more that we can understand the impacts under this high-level conditions, the more that we're better able to predict those impacts in the future.
During the peak of the flooding in April and May, Belleville and Trenton received more rain in 40 days than they normally would in those 2 months. The mayor of Quinte West, Jim Harrison, was at the presentation. He says that they had to be mindful of taxpayers' money.
We had to be very careful. We're looking at some of our boat launches. Over time, we'll do some improvements there.
Residents impacted by the flood are being asked to complete a shoreline survey from Conservation Canada. Right now, the water is still higher than normal. The board will be in Picton to hold an information session next week. Lindsay Heron, QNET News, Belleville.
Indigenous institutes could have a unique role in the Ontario post-secondary education system with the passing of new legislation. These institute partners with colleges and universities to provide degree programs, apprenticeship programs, certificate programs, and diplomas. The province has introduced a bill that, if passed, would recognize these institutes as unique and complementary pillars of the education system. It is also another important step on the path to reconciliation with Indigenous peoples. The proposal is the result of a joint policy created by the Council that represents Indigenous institutes and the Ontario government to provide assurance for all programs offered by these institutes. Next Tuesday, Justin Trudeau is going to apologize to Canadians who were prosecuted and fired from military, RCMP, and public service jobs because of their sexual orientation. Daria Baguziva has the story.
Eric Hargreaves from Belleville's Say Out Loud group says he hopes there will be more support for the LGBTQ community after the public apology.
With an apology, at least for a while, there will be a little more discussion and a little more awareness. So I don't think it'll change those who are dyed in the wool and have no desire to change. It might give them another little platform for a while. But I hope that it really touches the people that really need to be touched.
But not everyone feels as positive about it. TJ DeVries is transgendered and has a different opinion.
But I feel like a lot of what Justin Trudeau says and does is like for the media and not like put forth with actual politics. I would hope he would change things, but I am not very hopeful.
DeVries says he had issues at work.
Where like I was getting misgendered by coworkers and stuff like that. At one of my places of employment, and then at another one, I had like a very openly like transphobic and homophobic coworker.
DeVries asks people to learn more about the LGBT community.
Definitely to keep an open mind, like be wary, but be like respectful when asking questions. And when you meet someone, always ask their preferred pronouns. because I find that, like, that saves a lot of, like, time and awkwardness.
Дарья Байгужева, QNET News, Belleville.
Loyalist College normally holds an award ceremony this week, the first week of November, to recognize students' success. However, due to the 5-week-long college strike, the ceremony never took place. Alana Pickrell has the story.
Many students say it's an honor to receive an award or bursary from Loyalist College. And although the extra money is always welcome, crossing the stage to receive the award is a big part of their success. But this year, students didn't get to cross the stage and celebrate their accomplishments. Due to the 5-week faculty strike, the ceremony was canceled and students were just given an email and a check. Joanne Farrell, the awards officer at the college, confirmed that the delay was due to the strike.
We did postpone the undergraduate awards ceremony just for the fact that the strike is on, and we do prefer to have our faculty as part of the ceremony.
Students were able to pick up their checks starting November 21st from the Career Center, and Farrell is hopeful that the college will be able to set up a ceremony in the new year to make up for the one that was canceled. But in case it does not get rescheduled, Farrell has attached thank you cards to the checks for students to write so that at least the donors get the recognition that they deserve. Alana Pickrell, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X2406. Sports is next.
If you're looking for the place for a great time, the Beaufort Pub is here for you. Head to thebeaufortpub.ca for a full menu, schedules for live entertainment, as well as information on the Saturday afternoon jazz and blues matinees and Tuesday trivia nights.
The Beaufort gets all shook up this Friday night with Elvis Night. Dust off your glitter jacket, put on those sideburns, or just show up for an evening of great fun, great music, and beverage specials, with a portion of proceeds going to the United Way.
The Beaufort Pub, 173 Dundas Street, East Belleville. Online, thebeaufortpub.ca.
Good afternoon. I'm Vanessa Stark with QNET Sports. The Belleville Senators look to build off last night's 5-2 win in Charlotte against the Toronto Marlies this weekend as they face off in two matches on Saturday and Sunday. BSN's manager of digital media, Matt Tidcombe, says the BSNs may have some challenges playing in two different arenas this weekend.
We're playing in two different rinks. We're playing in the ACC Saturday afternoon at 1:30, and then the Leafs are playing after us at 7 o'clock on Hockey Night in Canada. And then obviously we then have to transition back to playing at the Rico 4 o'clock on Sunday. So there's a bit of transition. You know, it's no different than maybe going city to city as we do, but obviously being in one city, one hotel, and then having to transfer different rinks each day is tough.
Tidcombe says special teams will have a big impact on the outcome of two games.
Toronto has a really good penalty kill. I think they're 88%, which is first in the East. It might be first in the AHL, but don't quote me on that one, but it's definitely first in the East. So obviously we're struggling a little bit on our power play. I think we're only about 12 or 13% this year. So obviously any chances we get on the power play, got to try and take advantage of them, because it doesn't seem like the Marlies give a whole lot of power play goals.
The Marlies are in first place in the North Division. The Belleville Sens are in third. Over 300 athletes are coming to the Quinty Sports and Wellness Center this weekend. Sabrina McDonald has the story.
The Belleville Youth Swim Team hosts its weekend fall invitational swim meet. Head coach Brandon Oates of the Beasts says he hopes the swim team reaches regionals.
Well, our swim program has six different groups, but we kind of work with like three different levels. So myself, I'm in charge of the senior level, which is basically some of the top teenagers in the club. And those guys are looking to really have some strong performances this weekend, hopefully qualify for provincial championships or get closer to some national level times for the new year as well, too. Some of them being trying to qualify for regionals.
Swimmers from eight different teams from all over Ontario are participating in the meet. Picton Dolphins, Perth Stingrays, and Kingston Sharks are a few teams to name. There are two meets every year, one in November and one in January, with a season finale meet in June. Sabrina McDonald, QNET News, Belleville.
It's a light night in sports because of American Thanksgiving, but the NFL is picking up the slack with three games today. In Detroit, the Lions are losing to Minnesota 30-23 late in the fourth quarter. Later, Dallas hosts the LA Chargers, and Washington welcomes the New York Giants. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, mainly cloudy with a high of 4 tonight, clearing late this evening with a low of 0. At 4:10, it's 3 outside. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Vanessa Stark. News on 91X next at 5.